on writing the perfect essay. This is Dr. Herbert O. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today on writing the perfect essay. At the University of Healing, in each of the colleges, are courses. And in each of the courses, students are expected to write essays relative to each of the lessons that they have worked on for one solid week, reading the lesson 21 times, 3 times a day out loud to themselves. And at the end of the week, then they write a 100-word essay. Now, the first essay they write, they have to go over it once or twice and add and subtract words to make the 100 words. But then, as they progress in the program, following it exactly as it is designed to be done, because it follows very sound, basic psychological principles. And as the student does this, they are asked to write an essay, and the essay is supposed to be what the book has said to them about a particular topic. Now, many students feel that they have to be more broad, and they have to show that they have read other books, that they have read other teachings, and that they have had other information in their mind, and they want to share this information with great pride as they write their 100-word essay. And they send me the essay, and they say, "Oh, I am so proud of this." And I say to them, "A very nicely done essay. However, I want you to rewrite the essay, not rewrite it. I want you to put that essay aside as a noble piece of work. Now I want you to answer the question from the textbook." After reading the chapter, what did the chapter say about a particular topic? And a topic is given that is not too broad, but that is given that is broad enough to let the student write 100 words. And so the student, again, writes 100 words. And there had nothing to do with the lesson, nothing to do with the topic. They merely have something to do with what the person is interested in writing about. And so, once again, we write back, contact the student and say, "Please read your lesson 3 times a day out loud to yourself for 1 week. And at the end of the week, write your 100-word essay in answer to what the question is for the essay question." Every chapter has a different essay question. Answer the question based upon what the book said to you in reading it. Now, the reason students often have a problem is that they're not reading the lesson 3 times a day to themselves out loud, and then at the end of that period, writing the essay. What they're doing is they're perhaps skimming it or reading it quickly, and then attempting to say that they have done it. Now, if you do not practice your piano every single day diligently, you will not gain the skill that comes from practicing it. Now, it's not that the piano is a good piano or a bad piano. It's not that it's a new piano or an old piano. Truly, you learn how to play a piano usually on an older piano, and yet the older piano sounds better and better and better as you progress. Well, so in writing your essay, if you will dedicate yourself to doing it exactly the way you are asked to do it, great and wonderful gift will be brought into your attention. A great and wonderful gift will be made yours now. But if you don't follow the program, if you don't follow the rules of the game, you will never know it. I'm reminded so often of one of our students, and it's a charming lady. And we would play chess. And so as we'd play chess, she'd say, "Well, now, I don't like the rules of the chess game. I want to play it this way." And she would change the rules. And I said, "Okay, you can change the rules. I don't mind. I don't mind if you change the rules. But whatever you change them to, let's stick with them." So she changed the rules. And then we'd play a little further in the game, and she wanted to change the rules again. She did this a number of times. And finally, I had to say, "Well, you play with somebody who wants to play your games. I like to play by the original rules, because that's the rules that I learned, and that's the rules that I know, and that's the rules that make the game fun for me. But to play by your ever-changing rules is no fun for me. It's a game that has no delight in it." "Well, that's what I want to do, and that's what I want to do." "Okay, you go right ahead." And you see, we fight for our limitation, and our limitations then become thoroughly ours. We do not follow the program, we do not follow the rules, and we do not gain the skill and the blessing that comes from following the program. So as students read their lesson 3 times a day out loud to themselves, and do this for 7 solid days, and at the end of that period of time, write their essay, the essay just flows off their tongue, just trips off their lips like the most beautiful, most significant group of words that you could ever imagine. And they take what the book has to say, they take what the textbook has been teaching them, and they take that principle, that sound foundation, and they use their own illustration from their own life of that principle at work, showing how wonderful it is. And by the time they get done writing these beautiful 100-word essays for the entire coursework, they can take their essays without the essay question, and they can compile them into a book. And they will have a book of the most masterful symbology that they could ever want, leading them to a greater, deeper understanding. And anyone who reads them is lifted up, because the essay is the compilation of all of their thinking about what they have read and what they have learned from this 1 week of steady concentration on learning the principle. We oftentimes want to run away from principle. We oftentimes want to run away from doing our lessons as we're supposed to be doing them. We know better. We want to show off our genius and our skill. To report anything anyone else has said, to show someone else as being your teacher, your master, your leader, other than yourself, you have missed the boat. The skill that you are learning in doing the coursework of the University of Healing is the skill of being yourself and having fun. The skill of walking your inner path solely, completely, harmoniously, joyously, in every possible way. And as you walk your own inner path, you may have had someone guide you to your walking of that inner path. But once you start walking that inner path, the guide is gone. All of the so-called learning principles are no longer there. And only one theme stands sacrosanct above all others. And that theme is, "I am myself and I have fun. My life is fulfilling and beautiful. I like me, I like me, I like me." You see, this is a self thing. It is for you as an individual. But first, you train yourself to listen. You train yourself to follow whatever rules you have accepted as meaningful to you. And presumably, taking the course at any university, you want to follow those rules because you're going there because it is an illuminating organization. It is an organization that trains you to be yourself and have fun. If you go into any school, any training program, have any teacher who does not teach you to be yourself and have fun, run as fast as you can and find one that does. Because anyone who teaches you that you are not a beautiful being, that you are not magnificent, that you right this minute are not whole and perfect and complete, you want nothing to do with that being, with that teaching, with that philosophy. Because the philosophy that you want to have anything to do with is the philosophy that says you are good and very good. You are beautiful and complete. You are the allness. You are divine. You are having fun and being yourself. That's all that you want to know, all that you want to be, all that you are. And in doing the essays or the courses of the University of Healing, you train yourself to be yourself and have fun. You train yourself to follow whatever program you set before yourself to follow. You train yourself to be self-disciplined. You train yourself to like yourself. You train yourself to see that you are the one who created every single thing in your world, and therein it is good and very good. You created every person, every action, every incident, every condition in which you're living. And if it can be improved, go for it. But you created it. And if you're going to improve it, don't stick with the thing that needs to be improved. Move to that improvement. Move to that ideal. If you have mud on your shoes, put on a pair of shoes that has no mud on it. Or wipe the mud off your shoes. And don't worship the mud that you wiped off your shoes. And don't worship the rag that wiped the mud off your shoes. Put the rag in the laundry so it can be clean, like your shoes are clean. And remember no more the mud that was on your feet. For now, your shoes are shiny and glorious. Now they are beautiful. Now, no one will say, you had muddy shoes before, but now you don't. They will only say, you are beautiful. And you are surrounded by beautiful things, beautiful clothing, beautiful shoes, beautiful all. This is what you train yourself in as you take the courses of the University of Healing. And only you can do it for yourself. Join the courses today, and I'll be delighted to work with you in every way. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, saying, I love you. I love you. I love you.